بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. ويقول الله عز وجل في القرآن، إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة، يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون، وعد عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن، ومن أوفى بأحده من الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا، هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم، تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. We praise Allah, the Almighty. We seek His help and His protection, and we depend upon Him, we believe in Him. We rely on Allah, the Almighty. We need to depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, know this, that if you are guided by Allah, no one could misguide you. No one. But if Allah doesn't guide you, you will be misguided for sure. We bear witness that there is nothing, no one worthy of worship except Allah the Almighty. He has no partners, no associates. There's nothing like Him at all. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. Brothers and sisters, how blessed we are. How very blessed we are. Do you know that today, half the month of Ramadan is already over? One brother said to me, he says, Imam, I'm so sad. Ramadan will be over soon. We love Ramadan. We love Allah's mercy for us in the month of Ramadan. For it is an opportunity for us to gain many, many barakats, many blessings from Allah. Wonderful time. Brothers and sisters, I want to recite for you the very first words in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the fifth chapter of the Quran. Listen well. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. O you who believe, fulfill every obligation. Fulfill your contracts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this great surah to Tawbah, He says, إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their property. Allah has bought it. Allah has exchanged from the believers their lives and their property, their wealth, in exchange for Al-Jannah, the paradise. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ and they fight in the way of Allah. فَيَقَتُلُونَ وَيُقَتَلُونَ they kill and they are slain in the way of Allah. حَقًا is a promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes wa'dun, a promise in Al-Torah, in the Torah revealed to Musa, and the Injil, the Gospel revealed to Isa, Jesus, alayhi salatu wa salam, وفي القرآن, and in the Quran. فَاسْتَبِشِرُوا بِبَيْكُمُ الَّذِي بَيَعْتُمْ بِهِ So rejoice in the bargain that you have made. How wonderful. And then Allah tells us in Surah Saf, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ O you who believe, shall I show you a bargain, a deal that will save you from the fire? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَرُ لَكُمْ مِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Shall I show you a bargain that shall save you from the fire? Believe in Allah and His Messenger and struggle in the way of Allah. Fight in the way of Allah with your life and your property. That's best for you if you but know. Today, brothers and sisters, in this blessed month of Ramadan, I want to encourage all of us here to keep our words, to keep our contracts, every contract that you have. I believe that more people come to my office arguing against each other because of breach of contract. Do you know that your marriage is a contract? Yes, marriage is a contract. And when you marry that woman, then you make commitment to do things, and she makes commitment to do things. Marriage is a contract. Yes, it's a contract. And usually couples come to the office because somewhere along the line someone violates part of that contract. In the business world, contracts broken, people getting angry, people fighting. They come to my office, they come to the magistrate of imams, and they argue that such and such didn't keep their contract, they broke their word. But today, brothers and sisters, I want to talk about the biggest contract of them all. And I want everyone here today to make a pledge that they're going to keep their contract. And the contract that I'm talking about is the contract that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. If you are in this masjid right now, you took shahada yesterday or last year, 10 years from ago, you made a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in the Quran, honor your contract for your contracts will be questioned on the day of judgment. Every contract we make and break, Allah is going to question about it, us. On the day of judgment. You know, Wednesday night, about 11 p.m., we were here in the masjid. Brother Ali came with one of his students, a 15-year-old young man named Saeed. And Saeed wants to become Muslim. So he, in this masjid, in front of a few brothers, Wednesday night, 15-year-old, on his own, desiring to become Muslim, he said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And I said, you know, Saeed, he had a wonderful spirit about him. I said, Saeed, you know, you happen to become Muslim during the month of Ramadan. This is the month that Muslims fast. I said, have you ever fasted before? He said, no. I said, Saeed, I'll tell you what you should do. Maybe tomorrow you can fast for a couple of hours, you know. And then Friday, fast for 5 hours, and maybe by next week you can fast the entire month of Ramadan. Maybe Allah will bless you to fast. He said, okay. I told him about the orientation class Thursday night at 6 o'clock. I was outside 10 minutes to 6, shoveling snow. And who comes but Saeed, who just took Shahada yesterday. I said, Saeed, how does it feel the first day? He said, fine. He said, by the way, I'm fasting. I said, oh, you mean you did 3 hours? He said, no. The last time I ate was yesterday at 12 midnight. I said, you fasted the whole day? He said, yes. And then he said, please, can I help you? SubhanAllah. He helped me. And he came in the masjid and got some dates. And like the rest of us, waited until Maghrib, and he ate his dates. And then he joined the brothers on the prayer line. 15 years old, just into Islam, just took Shahada, fasted and praying, helping the brothers, going to his class. And you know, that made me feel so good. SubhanAllah. They come in soldiering for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come in with Muslim names. They come in fasting. They come in helping for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you old timers. You've been around a long time. In case you forgot, you have a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah says in Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their property. That's the contract. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Contract. What contract? Allah, I give you my life and my property. I give it to you. That's the contract. And Allah is going to see on the day of judgment if we honor that contract. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil uqud. Honor your contracts. Honor your agreements. Because on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question us. What do you mean, give my life and my property? What is it that Allah wants from me? He wants your life, brother. He wants your property. All my property? Should I give it to Allah? Should I just lay down and die? No. I'll define what he means by he wants your life. First of all, he trusts us. I'm going to give you a trust. Your life, I'm going to give to you. And your property, I'm going to keep it in your hands. I don't want all of it. All I want is 2.5% zakat from your excess wealth. Don't give all of it to me. Take your money, feed yourself with it. Feed your wife and your children with it. The family. Build a house, pay the rent. Buy a car. Buy clothing. And what you have extra, called zakat, give that up. To me? No. I don't need it. But I want you to give it to the poor. Give it to the needy. That's what I want you to do. Allah, you want my life? What do you want me to do? Should I get down and prostrate to you and stay in prostration? No. Just 5 times a day. Pray. When I tell you to. Get up in the morning at dawn and turn to me and pray. That's what I mean by your life. Once in your lifetime, if you can afford it, go Hajj. Go to Mecca with the rest of the Muslims. That's how you give your life to me. Allah, you want me to be celibate? You want me not to marry women? No. You can have women, but I don't want you to commit zina. But marry. You mean Allah can marry a beautiful woman? Yes. But I want you to marry a believer. That's how you give your life to me. I don't want you to lay with any woman. I want you only to marry a woman, a believing woman, and marry her in Islam. Sisters, you want to get married? Fine. I don't require for you to be celibate like the nuns, like some Christians did. That's not my teaching. I don't want the man to be a priest and stay away from women. No. You can even marry up to 4 women. But do it within the boundaries. That's all I require from you. Allah, can I work? Yes, you can work. Go to work. Work wherever you want to work. But make sure your income is halal. Inna Allah ta'ala ta'ibun la yaqbalu illa ta'iba. Allah is good and He only accepts that which is good. You mean I can work? I can get married? Can I wear clothing? Yes, you can wear clothing. But remember this. وَلِبَاسُ الْتَقْوَى ذَلِكَ الْخَيْرِ. And the dress of righteousness, that's the best. You can dress as long as you stay within the boundaries. If you do that, you've given your life to me. Can I eat? Yes, you can eat. But some food I don't want you to eat. Stay away from the haram. Don't take drugs. Don't take liquor. Don't eat pork. But stay within the boundaries. Eat halal food. By that way, you give your life to me. But in this month of Ramadan, I don't want you to eat. You don't want me to eat Allah for the whole day? No. Just from dawn to sunset. That's all. When sunset comes, eat. And you can eat all night long until the Fajr of dawn. That's all I ask from you. That's it, you mean? I don't have to give all my money? If I give you some zakat, if I have it, enough to give extra to give, not to you, but to the poor, you mean that's sufficient for me? Yes. Then what do I get in return for giving my life and my property to you? Al-Jannah. Paradise. What am I going to give you for being a Muslim? What is my part of the contract? My part of the contract is I'm going to give you Jannah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالُهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That's it. You see, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be disappointed. Don't expect the wrong thing from me. I'm not promising you long life. It may be you become Muslim today, you die tomorrow. I didn't promise you long life. I didn't promise you good health. You may be a Muslim and sickly. I'm not promising you wealth. Don't come to Islam because you think I'm promising you wealth. I didn't promise you wealth. I didn't promise you a big house. I didn't promise you Mercedes-Benz. I didn't promise you fine clothing. Not in this life. I promise you one thing, Jannah. That's the bargain. Do you want Jannah? And so this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us. Brothers and sisters, in my conclusion, what has motivated me to want to talk about this in this khutbah was some words that I read of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that had a profound effect on me. And then I read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that emphasized the words of the Prophet in a dramatic way. Listen to this. Listen to the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, to me, what the Prophet said here is a perfect analogy. Listen to this. Subhanallah. Listen to what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He says, لَوْ كَنَّتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُوا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَّهَا بَعُودَةٍ مَا سَقَى كَثِرٍ مِنْهَا شَرْبَةً مَا. Subhanallah. Oh, Allah. Listen to this. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if this dunya, lao, Lau, if this dunya, lau kanat dunya ta'dilu, if this dunya, this whole world, was equal to, if it were equal to, janaha, a wing, if it was equal to, if it was equivalent to a wing, ba'udatin of a gnat, if the whole dunya was equal in the eyesight, in the law, in the eyesight of Allah, if it was equal to the wing of a gnat, ma saqa kafira, Allah would not give a kafir minha from this dunya sharbata ma. He wouldn't even give a kafir a sip of water. You don't understand what I'm saying. If, meaning it doesn't even equal, if the whole world equal a wing of a gnat, even if it did, a wing of a gnat, he would not still give a kafir a sip of water. What does that mean? That means that this dunya to Allah is worth less than the wing of a gnat. Less than the wing of a gnat, man. Less than that. Because it was, even if it was equal to that, he wouldn't give a calf or even a sip of water. What does that mean? That means, brothers and sisters, you got to understand your priority. It doesn't mean that Allah loves you because He gives you wealth. Because He gives wealth to whom He loves and whom He doesn't love. A lot of kafirs have a lot of wealth. That doesn't mean He loves you. It doesn't mean that if you're poor, brother, Allah doesn't like you. He doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that. Many people poor, but Allah loves them. Because He has something more in store for you. Don't get caught up with anything in this dunya. Nothing. But Allah's real gift for the Muslims, Al-Jannah. Paradise. Now, let me show you what I read in the Quran, brothers, in my conclusion. That frightened me. Listen to this. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة and the people of hellfire called out, نادى, the people in hellfire called out أصحاب الجنة to the people of paradise. Picture it. In hell, calling out to the people of Jannah. أَنَفِيدُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Please, just give us a little water. Just give us a little water. Please, a sip of water. Or give us something that you are given to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same sustenance that Allah gives you. Please give us a sip of water or something. Something that you'll be fed with in Jannah. Please. Qalu, they said, Inna Allah harramahuma ala al-kafirin. Allah has made it haram. These two things He made haram for the disbelievers. Water and substance from Jannah. Haram. I can't give it to you. It's haram. You're in fire. Now stay in there. You can't even have a drop of water. Brothers and sisters, I say to you, Ya ayyuha alladhina aminu awfu bil uqud. Oh, you who believe, keep your commitments, your covenants. Keep your words. Keep it. And there's no bigger contract that you have
than the contract of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their property in exchange for the paradise. والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم Oh you who believe shall I show you a تجارة a trade a bargain تنجيكم will save you من عذاب عليم from a painful punishment. I want to show you a way to save you from the punishment. Brothers and sisters, soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring His judgment. All of the prophets say that. And you know what the Kafirs say always? They always think that it's far off. Ba'id. Ba'id. But it's qareeb. It's close. The hereafter is close. You ever notice the nature of mothers? Ever watch a mother and her child in danger? Watch that mother. She will have supernatural power. A woman will run in the fire to get that baby. Yes. That's the nature that Allah puts in the woman. They have recorded women picking up cars. A woman picking up a car to save her baby. That's the nature that a woman, Allah puts in a woman. She loved that baby. Nothing like the love of a mother for a baby, a child. Nothing. Men can't reach it. It's not the same, brother. You know why? You didn't carry that baby in your womb. So that baby was part of that woman. So she can't help but love the baby. And a mother and a father will sacrifice themselves to save that baby. Many cases. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you about a day. There's going to come a day. And remember, it's not Brother Siraj saying it, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying it. There's going to come a day where you will want to substitute your own children as ransom. It's tada. Ransom. To exchange. For the punishment that Allah will give you, you would rather say, Allah, take my children. Mothers. So Allah, don't punish me in hellfire. Please take my children instead. Yeah, I love my wife in the dunya, but take her, Allah. Rather you take my wife, take my husband, take my mother, take my father, take my brother, take the imam, take everybody, but save me from the fire. On that day, you want to ransom everything in creation just to save you. And brothers and sisters, a scary day. Children's hair will turn gray. That day, that terrible day when Allah brings about His judgment and the fire that these kafirs and these non-believers laugh at, make mockery of, they're going to see it. It would if you're fortunate. People die all kinds of ages, all kinds of sicknesses. Not natural causes. If you can make it through New York City until you're 70, go ahead and try it. with all of the murder and all of the diseases out there, you're bound to catch something. Catch a bullet, catch a knife, catch some kind of disease. No guarantee. So, what is it all for? Al-Jannah. You see, brothers and sisters, if you're lucky, if you're fortunate, if you're blessed, then you will die a martyr, a shaheed. I said if you're blessed, you will die a shaheed, a martyr, a one who dies in the way of Allah if you're blessed, fortunate. That's the death, to die. No, you don't escape death. You will die. You will die for sure. How? Allahu alam. Since you can't escape it, why not die shaheed? Why not die in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعْدٍ عَلَيْهِ حَقٍ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ. Brothers, don't let them come this way. Let them come around. To do that, I lose all the audience. In my conclusion, brothers and sisters, Allah says in the Quran, do not say those who are slain in the way of Allah that they're dead. They are not dead, but you perceive it not. You know, in 1776, there was a captain in the American Army, the Revolutionary War, named Nathan Hale. And when I was in junior high school, in the history books, they made us learn about this guy, Nathan Hale. And he made a quote. He was a spy. He was an American spy. And he spied on the British. And they caught him. They caught him on one day and they hung him on the next day. But before they hung him, he made a famous statement. And they made us memorize it. He said, and I quote, I regret that I have only one life to give for my country. And then they hung him until he died. But for Muslims, 1400 years ago, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something more important than that. No, not for my country, but for Allah. My country could be wrong, like America is often wrong. But for Allah. He said, whoever enters Jannah, whoever goes to paradise, nobody will want to come back to this dunya. Even if he's given everything in the dunya, he wouldn't want to come back except a shaheed, a martyr, one who was slain for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would want to come back and be slain 10 times more, die 10 times more in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine that? Because of the rewards that they found with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. What do I want from you today, brothers and sisters, to put in your heart? I want to keep my contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I close with this. Brothers and sisters, we Muslims are not the first ones who give a contract. People came before us, especially Bani Israel. And Allah reminds them in Quran in several places. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa awfu bi'ahdi, awfi bi'ahdikum. O children of Israel, keep your contract you made with me. Therefore, I'll keep my contract with you. All Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken for us a contract. We have a history before us. Will we be like Bani Israel? Will we be like Bani Israel and go back on our contract? or will we keep our commitment? Already there are many Muslims around the world throwing their back on Allah's contract. There are many Muslims around us throwing their backs on Allah's contract. Part of the contract, brother. Part of the contract. Don't commit zina. That's part of the contract. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't backbite. Don't slander. Don't abuse one another. Be brothers. That's part of the contract. Sumu Ramadan. Fasting Ramadan. That's part of the contract. Iqama Salat. Establish Salat. That's part of the contract. Marry. Have children. Take care of your family. That's part of the contract. Love one another. That's part of the contract. Build masjids. That's part of the contract. Build madrasat al-Islamiyah. Build Muslim schools. That's part of the contract. Struggle and fight. Give da'wah. Make dua. Cry to Allah. That's part of the contract. Yes. Let us be determined as individuals and as a jama'ah that we're going to keep the contract of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike Bani Israel. And I close with this. Happened during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we close. A man whose face was covered with an iron mask came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Uqatilu aw uslimu, should I fight? Or should I become Muslim? O Messenger of Allah, should I fight this battle here with you? Or should I take Shahada? Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aslim thumma qatil. He said, become Muslim first and then fight. Aslama thumma qatila faqutila. So he took Shahada. He became Muslim. He fought and he was slain. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَمِلَ قَلِيلًا أُجِرَ كَثِيرًا. He did very little, yet got so much. Oh, brother. He fought for a moment. He died and he got Jannah. The thing that we're working for, he got it. Not only did he get Jannah, but he was Shaheed. He was blessed to be a martyr. a Muslim for a moment, he was martyred and went to Jannah immediately. What a beautiful, 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 beautiful blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, Ya yalladina amanu awfu bil uqud. All you who believe, keep your word, keep your contract. Especially the contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say what Prophet Muhammad said. Allahumma la isha illa ishatul akhira. Isha ishul akhira. Faghfir ansar al muhajir. Oh Allah, there is no life except the life of the hereafter. So forgive the ansar and the muhajirin. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, the Almighty. We beg you for your forgiveness. We turn to you in repentance. Oh Allah, we are in desperate need of your mercy. Please have mercy on us. You have forgiven those who came before us when they turned to you. Oh Allah, we turn to you. Oh Allah, strengthen us, the Muslims, to keep the contract that we've made with you. Make us to live our lives as Muslims. Make us to give our property and our lives to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, strengthen the bond of brotherhood between us. Strengthen the bond between the husbands and the wives, parents and the children. O Allah, strengthen this community and this communities around, your communities around the world with your knowledge, your wisdom, your guidance. Help us. Help us to keep our obligations in this month of Ramadan. And bless us to do more, to study more, to pray more. And bless us to get up late at night and in the early mornings to worship you. Bless Allah our women. Make them to be righteous, servants of yours.
obedient to you. Oh Allah, bless our young boys and young girls. Let them grow up as Muslims. Oh Allah, bless us in this country, in this dunya, that we be strong Muslims, advocating your cause and teaching your message. Make us be strong da'i, men and women, who call the people to the path of Islam. Oh Allah, keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, bless the Muslims that we may get our resources together to build an institution for you, masjids, schools. Help us, Allah the Almighty, to guide the people, the disbelievers, to the path of Islam. Help us to give us our sins and help us to keep our contract. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa ala azwaji Muhammad wa ala zuriyati Muhammad wa sallim taslimin kathira. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب الحمد لله رب العالمين